Time now for sports. Every once in a while, the intrepid Mike Pesca has to take one for the team. Go out into the field for a tough assignment. You know, watch some basketball, work on his tan. He is in Miami covering the NBA Finals. Hi, Mike.
I don't work on the tan. It just comes to me.
You know, it's no work. It's just easy.
It just the sun remembers my Mediterranean roots and bam, I'm dark.
Okay, so back to the task at hand. You are there covering the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat lost their first game to the San Antonio Spurs by 4 points. But this is like Miami's thing, right? I mean, they've done this before. They've lost their first game of the Finals.
Yeah, they've lost the first game of the Finals and came back last year and won every other game after that. In fact, since the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh era began, so for the last 3 years, every time they've lost the first game, they've won every game after that in a series. And that certainly seems like a trend. The other big trend going on is every time in this playoffs that they've lost a game, they've come back and crushed their opponents.
So what? 22 gives?
Yeah, well, there are a couple ways to analyze this. One is, and the Heat players do acknowledge that this is a real thing, that energy is involved. But, you know, I would also kind of caution us in that we are cherry-picking statistics a little bit. They have had five-game playoff series, and, you know, in three of them I talked about, the one game they lost was game one. But twice they lost a game four, and once they lost a game three. So is it really that stark? But the thing we come back to is what the players say. LeBron James says, you know, sometimes it takes a loss for us to get edge. And I was talking to Shane Batt. See, so LeBron has to kind of be hesitant. He can't really admit to a lot of things that are obvious, lest 4,000 sports talk radio guys jump down his throat. So I was talking to Shane Batt. He's a little more comfortable with the media. And, you know, he gave a couple good points of analysis. One is that after a loss, he says, the wax clears out of their ears. They're more receptive to the coaching, and the coaching is usually pretty good. And then he just flat out says, we play harder. One thing we could change is our energy and our effort. And we do. And after a loss, we flat out play harder. You know, it's not that we're not playing very, very hard, but we're up against other teams. And the energy sometimes does change. So there was that acknowledgement.
Do you think that the teams that they play kind of build that into their strategy?
Not at all. And this was asked to the, this is the thing that you asked to the Heat. I mean, when you have this statistic, this huge, weird statistic hanging out there, you have to ask everybody. And not only do the Spurs deflect that, like, what are you supposed to do if you think that that is true? What are you supposed to do if you think that some more energized Heat squad is coming your way? There's really nothing practically you can do. So you say a cliche, which happens to be very true and comforting, which is, you know, all we could do is we're going to play our games and try to execute the best we can. Kawhi Leonard, the guy whose primary responsibility was defending LeBron, was just about the worst interview ever yesterday when I was asking him questions. I mean, everyone was, but, you know, he was like, LeBron still got 18 points. You know, he still had a great game. You know, he's still a great player. I'm like, but 18 points is the fewest he's gotten in 2 years. Is that an accomplishment? Absolutely not. Our only accomplishment is winning. But you know what? So as a reporter, I'm like, give me something, Kawhi. If I were on the Spurs or a Spurs fan, that's exactly what you want. No, we've accomplished nothing.
Okay, second game is tonight. What should we look for? Who's going to win?
This is a good question. I cannot answer that. I think I'm bound not to answer that. I will say that if the Heat loses, they were calling this a must-win. Of course, they really want to win. You don't want to go to San Antonio and play three games down 2-0. If any team could do that, it's the Heat. But there'll be a couple days off between games, and everyone will be going crazy. There'll be a lot of pressure. You know, in feminist theory, they talk about the male gaze, G-A-Z-E. Mm-hmm. And I think in sports, we have the Heat gaze. Everything we do is through the prism of the Heat. So we all think it's up to the Heat to change. Some of this is that Tim Duncan is so steady. But the Spurs are a different team than those other teams that the Heat have come back and swept in those five-game series. I mean, they're a great, great team.
Okay, real quick, curveball.
Yeah, it was at the Haiti-Spain game, soccer game, Spain, the best team in the world. The Haitians, and they went up 2-0 early, and they were not going to lose. But the Haitians scored a goal. They actually scored a goal with about 70 minutes into the game, and they all started chanting, Yo pa kwe se. What is this? Yo pa kwe se. It means, you cannot believe this. I thought that was a wonderful chant in a sports setting. The president of Haiti was there. They were all going crazy. The guy who scored the goal had the name of his mother and his son, who was born born Friday written on his jersey.
Oh, very nice. NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.